Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Hump day?
Oh, yeah. Feeling it right now. A little Wednesday hump day. Need my West Rock coffee to kick in a little bit this morning.
You're a little tired, are you?
A little tired after our adventure yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
Should we share?
I was relaxing, you know. It was nice. It was relaxing. Yeah, sure. Sure away.
Of course, we've got the Season of Hope Denver Rescue Mission that we work with every holiday season. And Aqua Spas is our main sponsor. We thank all the folks at Aqua Spas. So they wanted to do a video to, you know, promote what we're doing for this holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I went down to the Aqua Spas in Castle Rock.
Yes.
The outlets. Beautiful store.
Yes, it is.
So we walk in, and our idea was going in that we were going to do some, like, you know, stand up in front of a Christmas tree or something with Mrs. Claus and, you know, do some sort of,
a beautiful hot tub, you know, kind of, hey.
And then maybe afterwards we thought we'd maybe goof around and we'd, you know, sit in a hot tub with our clothes on and just kind of maybe video us from just the neck, you know, just showing our neck so that it would be, the illusion would be that we'd be in the hot tub.
The illusion of the hot tub.
Instead, we get there and we're presented with what?
A hot, bubbly hot tub.
Filled with water.
Yeah.
And our guy, Sean Gates, does a great job with all of our videos. He says, you guys brought your swim trunks, right? We're like, no. Were we supposed to?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, guess we missed the memo on that one.
I don't know that we ever got that memo, did we?
I don't think so. What exactly is it you do here?
Right.
So it was like, what, 9:15 or so? So the stores weren't opening till like 10. So it's not like we could run across to Eddie Bauer or something and get a pair of shorts. So you and I, being you and I, said, we'll just strip down to our skivvies.
Yeah.
And let's do this.
Yeah, that's us. The two men sitting in a random store that's not open. In their underpants, in hot water.
Yep.
Doing a video.
Yep.
For Christmas and the New Life program over at the Denver Rescue Mission.
Yep.
Because that's what those guys want to see.
That's,
I mean, you want to talk about the holiday gift that just keeps giving. You and I in our underpants in a hot tub.
So, they provided towels. Very nice towels.
Yeah, very nice.
So I went behind a counter. You went into the bathroom. Stripped down to our skivvies, wrapped ourselves in towels, then got in the hot tub, and proceeded to work for the next 30 minutes. I was a bit prunish when I got out.
Yeah, well, we were in there for a while. It was 101.
So then
it was actually kind of nice.
It was nice, actually. It was very relaxed there. Love the hot tubs at Aqua Spas.
Yeah.
And so then we got done, stepped out in our soaking wet skivvies. And in the middle of the store, anybody walking by would have been like, what the heck is going on in there? And proceeded to get dressed and then drove home with wet underwear on my on the floor of my truck.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I brought my wet.
Drove home commander.
Yeah, I brought my wet underwear home, and I just left it in the laundry room and said, hey, honey, I left some wet underpants in the laundry room. Don't ask.
Don't want to know.
You don't. It's just not. Whatever happened, just happened.
I mean, she'd be like, now that's a wreck.
Yeah, she would be.
A wreck.
She knows.
She knows. She just.
This is a wreck.
Yeah, don't even bother. Don't even bother.
Yeah.
So, that was our adventure yesterday. You'll see the video when it's all put together. So that was our day yesterday.
Yeah.
Hanging out in our skivvies in Castle Rock.
It was wonderful.
We're walking out and Mark just says to, like, nobody in particular, just says, The things that you and I get drawn into.
Yeah, right?
Stuff and we didn't even have the Huff there.
No, the stuff
imagine if the Huff was there?
Do.
Yeah. Huff had a great idea. He's like, you guys should have brought, like, an extra pair of underwear. And that way, while you were sitting in the tub.
Right.
Each one of you.
Right.
Lets their underwear float to the surface. And then we're just kind of.
Please stop.
Right. Just kind of like,
well, I mean, it would have been hard to bring an extra pair of underpants when we didn't even know that we had the swimsuit request.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
No, Mark, let's be honest. You have an extra pair in your glove box.
Ah, that's a good point. He does raise a very valid point.
That is a good point. But yeah. Then I would have had to walk through the shopping center and go back out to the car. It was cold in my underpants.
I can see you always traveling with a spare.
I do. You know what? I do every week. I do pack spare underpants just in case they're in the suitcase just in case, I ruin a pair.
You just brought up the visual of, oh, I would never walk across, anywhere in just my underwear. You know, you would do it though. And own it. You would just be like dominating the catwalk, essentially.
I will tell you, every week I go call a game, and every week I go into some public bathroom and I strip down. I'm just standing there in my underpants with no shirt on. Just get people coming, like I'm getting out of here. Like, oh.
Come on in, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm just standing there going.
Is that your daughter?
Yeah. Soak it in, touching's, yeah. The looking's for free, touching's gonna cost.
Alright. Neither one of us had tidy whiteys on.
No.
I don't know if I would have done it if it was tidy whitey.
Yeah, I would.
Tidy whitey day.
No. Nah.
All right, we are off and rolling. As you can tell, we're going to have a little fun today. It's a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday. Your chance to hear Mark utter those precious words. You know what? You're not wrong. See what you got.
Ain't going to happen.
Coming up next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
All right, back by popular demand. Haven't done it in a while. You guys have been clamoring for it, so here you go. It's a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday. The rules of the game are simple. You come up with a hot take on the Rumelslot.com text line, 303-713-1043. Wrap it up with, Mark, tell me why I'm wrong. And your challenge is to get Mark to say, you know what? I got to give it to you. You're not wrong.
It's not going
to
happen.
Now,
I pretty much feel today is not going to be your guys' day.
On average, we get maybe two per show.
1 point something.
Maybe 1.7 or something like that.
Yeah, I would say a little lower than that.
I think the most we ever had in one show.
1.6.
It was like 4.
It can't be 1.7, like 1.6.
I think we had 4. One day. But that was
one of them was you.
That was an outlier.
One was you gave yourself one.
Now the rule is it can't be like something simple. Something obvious.
Yeah.
Okay, it has to have a little bit of debate in there. So here's one. We'll kick it off with Army Ranger Ed from 10th Special Forces Group out of Fort Carson.
All
sir,
right.
Thank you very much for your service. He has been listening and texting for many years. He says, Mark, at the end of the season, Pat Shurmur deserves to be fired. Between his lack of adjustment the first half of the season, coupled with the disastrous game plan this past Sunday, he has truly only called one good game this year. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, because your expectations didn't meet reality. That's why you're wrong. I mean, your expectations are, hey, you're going to come in here with no off season with essentially a rookie quarterback and a bunch of rookie receivers, and all of a sudden you're going to light it up, and these guys are going to do the right things. Like, I mean, there are a lot of situations, if you go back and watch coaches, Dave, and I'll give you one. I know Jerry Jeudy. People are excited about Jerry Jeudy. You know, there's a drop every game, maybe two drops every game, and there is, and dare I say it, there's a play or two every game where in my day, and this is going to be blasphemy, in my day, it would have been a questionable courage situation in the run game where all of a sudden you're running back, you're an insert player and you're asked to block a safety or you're asked to block a outside linebacker. That's your job. And you go, you know, Tiny Tim tiptoeing through the tulips, you know, throwing a little crossbody. Yes, throwing a little crossbody. I'm afraid to be in here. And I can show you a bunch of those as well. So now all of a sudden, instead of being, you know, second down and six, you're third and, or you're second down and 13. And yeah, that's Pat Shurmur's fault. So listen, I think there are a lot of things and a lot of expectations because you were sold this bill of goods that we're fast, this bill of goods that we're fast. It's a lot more than that. And it's really hard. I think it's really hard when you don't have continuity. You've changed offensive coordinators. You're changing systems and you have a bunch of young, new players. So that's why he shouldn't be fired.
Yeah. I'm not blown away by Pat Shurmur and his overall coaching record. There's nothing that screams, you know, this is one of the great offensive, creative, innovative minds out there in the NFL. But at this point, I think I would trade continuity for going out once again to try to find the next big thing.
I would ask you to do this. Go through Pat Shurmur's career as a coordinator, as a play caller. Throw out the best year that he's ever had. Throw out the outlier best year, and then throw out the worst year that he's ever had. And I guarantee you he's 16th, 17th in the league in offense.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what he is.
But maybe coming off this kind of a season is more important than,
right.
And all right, let's go blow it up again.
And I can show you, five plays a game. He was brought in here to push the ball down the field. That's what we were told, right? The Giants, nobody took more deep shots than the Giants, and they were really good in that. I can show you five plays a game where the deep shot is open and Drew Lock can't hit it. I mean, he's not even close. As Joel Klatt said the other day, 100% of overthrows are incomplete. So you got to, I mean, is that a Pat Shurmur issue that your quarterback can't hit the long ball that you've designed and it's wide open? That's not his fault.
So Army Ranger 8 is wrong.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's another one from Millennial Blake. Not Millennial.
Whoa, Millennial. And was he there when you regaled the tire changing story of 2020?
Yeah, when you
was
guys
Millennial.
Had your big Millennial hangout.
Yeah. And you, after you had changed that tire and people were like lauding your manhood.
people know me.
Was he there? Was it Millennial Blake?
Blake, yeah.
Was Millennial Blake saying, man, oh man, Ben, you're a real man.
Here's one. He says, John Elway would be fired by now if he wasn't working for the team he was QB for in a city where he is idolized. How many GMs can miss on as many quarterback draft picks and free agents and still have a job? The Broncos are making decisions based on emotion and nostalgia. Mark, tell me why I'm wrong. And I like what he did. He followed up that text with another text with just a picture of a gallon of whole milk.
Wow.
I think he gets some extra.
Millennial Blake
gets some extra credit points there for ingenuity.
Right. Read me that again, because at first blush, I was like, you know, I mean, I don't want to give one up this early in the program, but can you read it to me again
sure.
So I can mull it?
Elway would be fired by now if he wasn't working for the team he was QB for in a city where he is idolized. How many GMs can miss on as many QB draft picks and free agents and still have a job? The Broncos are making decisions based on emotion and nostalgia. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, I think there's a lot of that is Millennial Blake, whole milk.
Ooh.
There is a lot of that is whole milk. I do think this, and I don't even think it's so much the draft and the quarterbacks as the last couple of coaches you hired. But, and I think that's one of the points that you're missing. I will say this, how much weight does two Super Bowls hold? And I understand that it was, you know, you went out and you were able to sign Peyton Manning, change the culture, yada, yada, yada. But how much weight does that still carry in the front office? Because when you have put an organization together that has gone to two Super Bowls and won one, one of those being five seasons ago, there is, in many organizations' minds, there is a lot of weight that is carried over, and they can point the finger to the coaches. They can point the finger to other people.
So, wait a minute. So, even if your general manager isn't a former great quarterback for your team, you're saying that if that general manager had the kind of record that always had since winning a Super Bowl, the fact that that GM still won a Super Bowl would play in his favor?
The fact that he won a Super Bowl would play in it.
That GM would still be.
I'm sure you could go through and find GMs that have had a 4 or 5 year span where they haven't been very good, and the ownership, well, we don't have ownership, but the organization would point more to the coaches and the lack of developing said players than they would the GM. But all the stuff that he wrote in there, all the stuff is factual. All the stuff is
true. I think you need to give it to him.
This early?
Yes.
Yeah, Millennial Blake, and it's normally, hey, listen, this is how big I am, okay?
Yeah.
This is how,
yeah,
because normally I hate millennials.
Yeah, for our millennial.
He's the only millennial that I really actually enjoy. I don't even like my own kids.
So he's right.
So,
he's not wrong.
I'm going to give him.
All right, Millennial Blake, you are not wrong.
Yeah.
Woo! All right. One already. Woo!
This could be a record-setting day.
We are ahead of schedule. All right. Morning Brew coming up next.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are going to get weird.
You're going to eat lightning, and you're going to crap thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Mahomes going to that.
Tyreek Hill over the shoulder, 15-yard line. Cuts it back inside. 5. He backflips into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City! 44-yard touchdown reception, and Tyreek Hill is close to 200 yards receiving in the first quarter.
Fingers on a chalkboard radio right there. All right, it's Chiefs week. Remember we had the guy yesterday said,
why don't you guys stop dealing in the past and look ahead to the Chiefs game?
Okay.
Showtime.
Here you go.
Yeah.
The Broncos have lost 10 straight to the Chiefs by an average.
I mean, it speaks volumes to this team.
Yeah, you're right.
How much heart and determination that we have.
Phenomena.
Contractually obligated.
Yeah, it's true.
Phenomena. Phenomena.
Look at these scores.
So the average score of a Kansas City-Denver game over the last 10 meetings, 30.1 to 16.4. So it's 2 touchdown difference.
I wonder what the old spread is this week.
It's that.
Yeah.
It's 2 touchdowns. And it's Sunday night, by the way. That one kind of snuck up on me. That's the Sunday night game.
What is the SAF at Mile High?
SAF?
Yeah, it says Sports Authority Field. I see.
Yes, we've gone by many names.
Yeah.
At the stadium.
It should just be the Drek.
So there you go, folks. It's Chiefs week. Time to look ahead.
Welcome to Bronco Land.
Next on the Morning Brew.
End zone. Touchdown.
Joe Ellis came out yesterday with a statement after everything that's gone on over the last week. And the line that jumped out to me, Mark, was when he said, quote, while it's easy to point fingers, all of us must take responsibility and work together to prevent it from happening again. Was that a shot at Vic Fangio?
Wow. I mean, I don't think so.
Well, who did the finger pointing? Who was the most... I mean, unless Joe Ellis has taken a shot at Drew Locke's mother.
I don't think he's thought of it that... I mean, I don't think it's that deep.
Especially, it was in the first paragraph. It's a 1, 2, 3, 5 paragraph statement, and that was in the first paragraph.
I just think that was in general of... I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't think it was that thought out of. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that, you know, that eviscerated the Broncos for not following protocol. I mean, outside of Denver, everybody here in Denver is like, it's not fair, it's not fair, we're getting treated unfairly, you know, blah, 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 and I understand that aspect of it. But, you know, don't point the finger, pull the thumb. Do you think he was taking a shot at Vic Fangio? I don't think he was.
He went on to say, I met with John Elway and Vic Fangio virtually on Monday afternoon, and together we outlined what needs to be done to step it up. Well, that's good, because one of the biggest takeaways from all of this is that the Broncos' lack of ownership is really being highlighted here. And Joe Ellis is trying to act like a leader, like an owner. That's good.
That is good. It's a good thing.
I do think he was taking a shot at Vic Fangio. Yes, I do.
I'm not going to read that deep into it.
I am.
All right.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You see, Jokic's numbers are already a double-double plus 5 assists. Murray again drills another. That's 13 points already here in the period, 19 for the half. And Denver back with an 8.
ABC, ESPN there with the highlights. So they announced the tentative Christmas Day schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the big unveil for this season. And it includes the Nuggets. It shows where the Nuggets have grown on the national stage. And a rematch against the Clippers. It was funny because I had to remind myself that that's like 3 weeks from now. That this whole NBA thing is like snuck up on me. It's like I'm so conditioned to think that, you know, there's a certain lag time, and this lag time just doesn't exist. And I don't know how many other Nugget fans maybe felt the same way, but when they released it, I was like, oh yeah, okay, that'll be the Christmas Day schedule coming up on Christmas.
Right.
Like down the road type thing. Cause you're just conditioned when the schedule gets announced to think that way. And then it was, wait a minute, that's in 3 weeks.
Is it too soon? Like, should they have not started in Christmas?
No, I think this is good. Let's go. Jump right back in.
Jump in. All right. I'm with you. Like, when you said Christmas is 3 weeks away, that just gave me the shivers.
Right? The heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, it did give me the heebie-jeebies. Yeah. I'm not.
Not ready.
But I won't be ready.
Well, you won't be ready.
Lisa will be ready.
Oh, Lisa will be ready.
She's going to be ready.
She will be ready.
She's
ready now. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, next on the Morning Brew.
As this ball game has come to a close with Alabama winning it by a final of 63-3.
Alabama Radio. Benny, you left
son of a bitch dug in like an Alabama tick.
Thank you.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
College football playoff rankings. We'll dive into this more with Joel Klatt coming up at 8:05, but Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State. Boy, they are hell-bent to get Ohio State in there, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Only played 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else has played 7, 8, 9 games. But 4-0, Ohio State still in there in fourth.
Well, they're like Global Gym. They're better than you, and they know it. I mean, they just got better talent.
By the way, it's funny you just said that.
We're better than you, and we know it.
Huh?
During your broadcast, did you want to throw that line out?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a moment where I was like, oh, he's going to go Globo Gym.
I was, and I couldn't remember Globo Gym.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you weren't thinking it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
I thought so.
Oh, absolutely.
And I was waiting for the punchline, and then you quickly veered off somewhere else. I'm like, did he forget, or did he think that's too inside?
No. I didn't care about inside. I don't care about inside. I do it to entertain myself, but I couldn't remember the damn name of the gym.
You say it like once a day.
I know, but Mike, you know, shiny penny. Hey, look at that over there. I'm like, oh, what was I talking about? You know, it's one of those type of deals.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to each and every morning at 6:30. Well, we're off to a great start. We've already got one Tell Me Why I'm Wrong success story. Can we make it two?
Oh, you're rubbing it in.
That's next. All right, happy Wednesday, everybody. Have a little fun. Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday. The rules of the game are very simple. You come up with a hot take, scathing criticism or overwhelming praise, and then you wrap it up by saying, tell me why I'm wrong. And then you hear Mark say, you know what? That's whole milk. I can't disagree. And already we've got one.
I know.
We are on a record pace right now.
I know.
Millennial Blake coming through with one.
It would have to be a millennial.
He texted
right?
back, by the way. He says, whole milk runs through my veins.
Oh, now, you
now
know
he's
what?
Talking. Now he's strutting. Man, you made his day.
Can we take that? We can't take it back, can we?
Nope.
How about new?
Oh, look at Millennial Ben. Holding up the Millennial side
That's
of things.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Right.
Millennial Ben, a lot tougher than I thought.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right. I'm moving on. You're moving on.
Okay.
Maybe that one should qualify as too easy.
No. It was good.
How about you? Good.
Here we go. All right. As the Lions are looking to rebuild, the Broncos need to acquire Matt Stafford in the offseason on a 2-year deal to help develop Locke and our group of young receivers and offensive line. He would instantly take your team from 4 to 5 wins to a playoff team. Mark, tell me why I'm wrong. Zach from Fort Collins.
Well, how many times has he taken the Lions to a playoff team?
That'd be, I think, 3 times.
In how many years? Like 12?
I think he's been, what, 11 years in the?
Something like that.
In the league? I'll get all that stuff here as yours.
I mean, when you're, like, listen, I'm a big Matt Stafford fan.
You like
Stafford. And I think Stafford would be a huge upgrade. Elway doesn't want to spend money on a veteran quarterback. I don't know that he's going to spend money on a veteran quarterback there unless he decides to go in a different direction, but it's, you know, and is basically ready to say that, hey, Drew Locke isn't the guy here. And then two, if you're Detroit and you're in a rebuilding and you still have a guy who's an elite level quarterback and you're a new coach, you think you just want to dump, you want to dump that? They've won enough games. They're not going to be in the Fields or the Lawrence sweepstakes. So you're just going to dump that?
Yeah, there's two schools of thought there with Detroit. One is, hey, they're starting over. Matt Patricia did a terrible job there. And they need to really strip it down and start all over. And that means going out and getting a young quarterback and using Stafford as an asset to accelerate the rebuild.
Right.
Or you look at it and say, this is the guy you want to build around because he's only 32.
Right.
You've done some Detroit games.
Sure.
You got a sense of what is going on there. So where would you put the odds on Matt Stafford being made available? Because if he is made available, if he's out there, yeah, I think the Broncos should be one of those teams pursuing.
If he's only 32, you're not going to get him on a 2-year deal. If that's what your plan is, you're basically saying Drew Locke doesn't have a future here.
No, because that's not somebody you bring in to compete with.
No.
Locke. That's your starting quarterback.
Right. That's your starting quarterback. And then you've just moved on and he's going to get a 4 or 5 year. That's a Peyton Manning 4 or 5 year deal. That's the direction you're going in. So I've got a Detroit game coming up. I've done some Detroit games. Matthew Stafford is the best thing on their roster. So if you're any coach, you know, I mean, it's like Matt LaFleur going into Green Bay. Did you want to trade Aaron Rodgers away because you want to get yourself a young quarterback and start from scratch? Or would you rather, you know, be 13-3 your rookie year as a head coach? Like, that's the best thing on their roster, Mike. He's the best player on their roster. Like, I just don't think that's a viable option. I don't think all of a sudden a new management, our new head coach and general manager come in and go, hey, let's scrap pile the best player on our roster and rebuild this thing. No, they're like, hey, let's keep the best player on our roster, and we still have to rebuild this thing. It's hard to find quarterbacks, man. I mean, come on. We've seen it firsthand here. And when you find one, you find a way to keep him. So no, I don't see that as a viable option.
All right.
I think it's a nice pipe dream, but I think it's a viable option.
It is Detroit though. There's a reason why the Lions are the Lions, and they may decide time to move on from them.
Yeah, well you're right about that. That part is entirely true. Remember, they did get rid of Jim Caldwell, right? They got rid of Jim, who was like 9-7 at the time, to go after Bob Quinn and our guy, Pencil Ear guy. Was it Matt Patricia? So,
by the way.
Oh, yeah.
My prediction, Matt Patricia returns to the warm embrace of Bill Belichick's bosom.
Mm. Yeah.
As their defensive coordinator. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, that one's too easy.
That's too obvious.
Yeah, that's too easy.
Although his son is right. I mean, isn't his son right now basically the defensive coordinator?
Yeah, I think you're right. Although I would ask you, when your heart is made of stone, do you really have a warm bosom?
Good point.
Right.
When your heart is made of stone, do you really care if you're going to fire or demote your son?
Right.
Make room for Matt Patricia.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Hey, kid. It's time to go on your own. Daddy's kicking you out of the nest. He is kicking.
Fly.
Yes. Kicking right out. See if you can find yourself a job somewhere. Good luck.
Okay. So we got one this hour. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. I mean, we're on a three pace, which would be above average.
Right.
Not set a record, but it would be above average. So keep them coming. RamosLaw.com text line 303-713-1043. It could be about the Broncos or anybody else. Anything else? You know, the Rockies offseason. So much happening there.
Is there?
No.
Okay.
That was sarcasm there, Mark.
I got you.
There's not a lot happening with the old Rockies.
Lying in the weeds, Mike.
Just waiting.
Waiting to pounce.
Remember that big deal.
Yeah.
All right, more Tell Me Why I'm Wrong coming up next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.